gonna write some on the chalkboard, not a whole lot, but just to keep a few points in front of us, I'll just note what they are and then we'll start through them. We're gonna work on our motive, how to discern a thought or a feeling, how to use a sharp sword, karate chop, to cut that spirit off, how to dig on spirits, how to grace out evil spirits, how to fill back up with faces of spirit or lines of thought, and then how to judge a spirit when it comes back around. So this is many of the different angles that we learn in discernment or through our line upon line. One of the first things is that God wants our senses to be exercised to discern both good and evil. And our scripture on that is Hebrews 5:14. That strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to know both good and evil. So we're going to exercise our senses on this afternoon. One of the tactics of evil angels is to try to get us to doubt our motive. And does anybody have a good way of knowing how to fight, or should we say, how to know what our motive is?
If you can hear what your thoughts are, they will tell you what your motive is. If the thoughts can be made, can go from that vague and nebulous nether realm to being clear, this is what the thoughts were, then when you look at those thoughts, the motive can become very apparent. It either has a big self in it, or it doesn't have a big self in it. It's got a hate in it. It's got a hurt in it. The thoughts will tell us what our motives are.
So you're saying to be able to slow down the thoughts enough to hear what they're saying. So what could we help use to slow down our thoughts?
Two things. First of all, discernment will just speed up our mind or slow down our thoughts so that the thoughts stand out. But then also the phase of spirit peace will calm things and slow them.
All right, so we need to pull on the phase of spirit of discernment and the phase of spirit of peace so that we can actually hear what that spirit is saying to the church. Not the Holy Spirit as much as the evil spirit is saying to the church. Then you're saying once we hear the spirit, we can tell if it's an evil spirit or what our motive is, if it's got self in the center of it, self-conscious, self-important, self, self, self.
I was afraid they would think this. I thought they were probably thinking this about me. One can tell what the motives are if you hear the thoughts.
All right.
A good way to start that chain of events there is to simply ask, why am I doing whatever I'm doing? Ask ourselves, why?
So that is, what is my motive? Why am I doing it? If you're trying to slow your thoughts down and you're trying to ask why, how would you know it's an evil spirit if you saw a thought? Because our motive should be
love.
So love thinketh no evil. So if what's going through our mind is not love, and what are we to be loving? Loving God and man and ourselves. We're in there too. Love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love our neighbor as ourself. And what does love not do? What does Paul tell us that love does not do? Thinketh no evil.
Seeketh not her own.
Not puffed up.
Not
easily provoked. It vaunteth not itself. Worketh no ill to his neighbor. Rejoiceth not in iniquity or sin, whether it's our own sin or somebody else's sin. So we have some scriptures here that God's left for us in 1 Corinthians 13, 5 through 7 or 8 there. Romans chapter 12, is it? 13 on love. So if we get some of those seeds, some of those words, and work our understanding on what love means, God so loved the world that he gave something to someone else. Gave his only begotten son. So love is a giving. Not giving of things that are going to hurt somebody, but giving of things that are going to promote someone else's life. That's going to help somebody. So if we've slowed our thoughts down, we've asked the question why, we can tell if our motive is love, if it's trying to work ill to our neighbor, if it's trying to tell God that he doesn't understand or doesn't know what he's doing, it's not loving God, that's giving him a piece of our mind. That's the wrong thing.
I realize it's just the opposite side of the same question, but just so that evil spirits don't eliminate one possibility, it's either why do I want to do it or why don't I want to do it. So
okay.
don't let them fool us if it's a, well, I don't want to do that, but it's
no why
point asking the question.
Or why not? Because it may get me in trouble, or they may not like me, or we'll get into some of those cobwebs on that. Anything else that you have in your mind on motive?
Honesty is a good phase of spirit. If we're blurry on what our thoughts are, or we can't hear what they are, or they're hiding on us, honesty seems to make it real clear that, that's what that thought said.
All right, so we now have three good faces of spirit: discernment, peace, and honesty to help us zero in on it.
The idea is persistence in terms of asking the question. Sometimes the initial answer in our head will be, because I want to. Keep asking the question. And if we keep asking it in our head, it'll reveal itself.
So if we ask the question, why? And the thought coming back says, well, because I want to, then we need to ask, well, why do I want to? Or why don't I want to? Don't let the thought stop you when you just say, well, I want. That's just a thought that goes through your mind. You have a thought, one says I want, one says I don't want. Which one are you going to agree with? That's what we're working on this afternoon. Don't stop there.
One of the scriptures that helps open things up to us comes from 2 Thessalonians, where it's the man of sin, the old man that needs to be revealed. So as we were instructed to pull on revelation of the seeds of the way that different spirits work can be given to us, but it takes a revelation of that opening up in our mind for us to see what somebody else has instructed us on.
So the scripture is 2 Thessalonians 2, 4. Where Paul talks about this man of sin that sits in the temple of God. And as we understand from the New Testament message, the temple is our mind. Paul said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So that's in our mind. So that's where the old man, and that's referring to this old bunch of thoughts and feelings, has taken up residence and is very noisy.
So when we have the example about what we're doing may not always be wrong, but the motive may be wrong, like the example of helping the little old lady across the street, sometimes a way to determine that, if the motive is right or not, is kind of like stepping on toes in a crowded room, and the one that yells is the toe you stepped on. Sometimes if we stop doing this thing for a period of time, we can find out what our motive is, because the spirit will yell. It will yelp because we're not getting the attention or the glory or the whatever it is that guy was pretty interested in, and he will holler because his toe got stepped on. Then if the thing was right but the motive was wrong, of course we can strip off the motive and continue to do the action if it was okay.
So you're saying that if we don't know for sure whether or not we have a talking spirit, which just talks, then to help find out whether or not we have a talking spirit, we should try not to talk and see how much that spirit has to talk. Okay, praise God. Sounds like it might work.